Commentator Daniel Ferry had to figure out how to teach his sixth-grade student some pretty complicated scientific theory. Here's what he came up with.
On our new state science test, there are questions about astronomy. So we bought new astronomy books. The book begins describing our planet and its moon. Then it expands out through the solar system to the galaxies and to the universe. But as I combed through it, trying to figure out how to teach it, I was drawn to the back of the book first, to the history of the universe. Science begins with questions. The bigger the science, the bigger the question. If you want kids to learn science, you have to find questions they want to ask and want to answer. And the back of this book has the questions we need. Where did we come from? Where are we? Where are we going? So on the first day of astronomy, I showed the kids the books, told them to turn to the last section of the last chapter, and asked, who wants to be a rebel? They all did. Well, now you have a chance to, because we are going to read this book the wrong way. We are going to read it backwards. They said, cool, and that's why I love sixth graders. Then I asked them, where is the universe? Use the information in your book to back up your answer. Soon they had it figured out, that the universe is everywhere we can think of. From that, they started telling what they know about the universe and space and what's out there, and that is perfect, because while the curriculum specialists call this concept formation or establishing prior knowledge, what it really is, though, is what we know and what we care about. A few days later, we were reading about how galaxies move through space. Taking notes does not come naturally to sixth graders. They need encouragement and guidance. So we take notes on a special note sheet that has a space for the keywords and ideas, one for rewriting the main concept, one for examples, and a big space to make a diagram. They were having a hard time with the examples, so on my overhead projector, I started tapping out a cluster of dots. The dots branched out into arms that spun out from the center like a twirling spider, and someone said, oh, that's a spiral galaxy. As I labeled that example and started making the dots for an elliptical galaxy, the room filled with pencil taps, which swelled till soon the tap-tapping birth of galaxies filled the room. The students joined in intergalactic rhythms. They played an astro pencil concerto, which lasted till it was time to store our new galaxies in our binders and be off to our next class. That was second period. In the next period, that class, too, had trouble thinking of examples, and again, without a word, I began making the dots for the center and the spider arms of a spiral galaxy. Again, someone exclaimed out the idea, and again, the celestial concerto began. The same thing happened again in the next period. I could never have told them to do this together, or even explained it to them. Yet, each class followed the same sequence. They did it, and we listened to its music. As I listened, I thought of how the ancients tried to explain the heavens as glass spheres that rotated in a complex harmony designed to give order to the universe. And I thought of the space probe that had pictures of a man and a woman and bits of our genetic and musical codes. And I wished that we could send a message, too. It would be the message we were tapping out now. Tap. We are here. Tap, tap. This is who we are. Tap, tap, tap. Please write back. Tap.
Daniel Ferry teaches sixth grade. He comes to us with help from Chicago Public Radio.